Track 26. There's a first time for everything. 1. Henry.
It's made for me. I'm a frustrated writer. One day maybe I'll write a novel. I write about my thoughts, my work, all my travels, and I've even written a kind of work biography. I'm so happy that I have so many visitors and comments. I feel in touch with the world. I tweet, too.
2. Sandy.
Yeah, I have an account and I go on it pretty often. I like sharing photos with friends. I love seeing their photos, too, and it's a nice way of keeping up to date with them and sometimes making contact with old friends. I don't use it for anything more. Some people communicate a lot about their lives on it. I couldn't do that.
3. Liz.
Actually, it was a terrible shock. I went back to my machine, and the screen was bright purple with large red letters across it saying, "Warning." Everything was completely frozen. I called the helpline, and they said they'd had over 50 calls from people with the same thing. It had even infected the stock exchange. Who are the sad individuals who do this? I want to know.
4. Martin.
There aren't many left in my town. Just one, I think, on Main Street. It's because so many people have home computers and laptops these days, and there are more and more places where you can access the internet. I used them a lot when I was traveling.
5. Barry.
I do so much online. I think I conduct most of my life online. I book everything, movie tickets, travel, restaurant reservations. I shop online, clothes, food, presents. I check symptoms if I'm sick. Actually, I stopped doing this because I got too scared by the answers. I download recipes. I could go on and on. I like the way Google has become a verb. I'm always saying, I'll just Google that and find out.